How likely is it that Angela Merkel may be facing a potential rebellion inside her party? How could that affect the vote on the Greek bailout?
I think it is very likely that some sort of rebellion will take place because many ministers from the governing Christian Democratic Party and the Christian Social Union in particular have already made it clear that they are very likely to vote against the bailout. They have made this intention clear over the last few weeks. Now, having said this, I don't think it is possible that this will actually affect the outcome, given that the Grand Coalition in Germany has a very, very comfortable majority, and that the Junior Coalition Party, the Social Democrats, will vote in favor of the bailout. So I do not expect the outcome to be negative in that sense.
Interesting. And yet it is somewhat of an indicator that says that not everybody within Merkel's party is walking lock in step. It seems as if there's some disagreement as to the future of this, though, right?
This is correct. This is correct. Germany is not the only country, as you know, that is going to go through parliament in terms of this particular bailout. Other countries will do too. And in other countries as well, there is the notion that successive bailouts offered to Greece since 2010 have not worked. And given everything that has transpired in the relations between Greece and the Eurozone countries in the last 6 months, there is a notion, quite strong among some circles, that this bailout program will also be a failure, just like the previous one. So in that sense, there is anxiety and uncertainty as to whether this will function both inside Greece and obviously outside it too.
Well, Ms. Merkel has said that debt cancellation is out of the question. However, Berlin is ready to talk about debt relief in the form of extending maturities by extending interest-free periods or grace periods. So would this be helpful for Greece? Would it put Greece in a better position? Or is debt cancellation the only way to pull Athens from its economic abyss?
I don't think that this is or should be the main issue right now. Personally, I don't think that the question of debt cancellation right now is the key to the future and is not the solution, if you like, in terms of the problems that the Greek economy faces. But politically speaking, debt cancellation is a very important issue for two reasons. The first is that the current Syriza government has staked a lot of its credibility on the notion of cancelling at least part of the debt, and therefore it is important for Greek political reasons. And secondly, of course, it is very important in terms of the role that the IMF will play. And in that sense, I think Mrs. Merkel finds herself between a rock and a hard place, because clearly the position of the German government and the Christian Democrats in particular has been that there is going to be no debt cancellation, despite the fact that there may be some kind of alternatives, such as extending maturities and so on. But on the other, they are adamant that the IMF should be part of the new program, despite the fact that the IMF has clearly said that debt cancellation should be on the table. So it is a very tricky situation right now.
Well, I asked you about debt cancellations or grace periods, and you mentioned that people should be talking about another approach. What should be people talking about?
Well, I think what I meant before was that the biggest issue right now should not be debt cancellation, but should instead be an attempt to try and revive the Greek economy and make sure that it actually starts working again. Greece has been facing a long period of economic stagnation, despite the fact that we had some rather surprising numbers in terms of GDP growth in the last quarter. And that's why I think attention should be focused on how to make sure that basic reforms are implemented in a way that, for instance, allow the negative effects of capital controls imposed a month ago to start being lifted. This should be the priority, I think, on all actors involved.
Now, obviously, it's a very complicated question, but how would you revive the Greek economy, if it's possible at all?
One of the most important issues here, I think, has to do with the lack of confidence in the future ability of the Greek economy to function. And therefore, a certain ability on the part of the Greek authorities to absorb money coming in from European Union sources in particular would be very important. To give you one example, there is a lot of talk about the so-called Juncker plan, the Juncker package of public investment, where public money is matched up with private money. Now, for member states such as Greece to make use of that money, What you need to set up is a sort of independent authority that will be able to regulate and supervise the way in which public investment will flow into the Greek economy. Greece has not really done its homework on this yet, and it's quite surprising that it hasn't, given the very difficult economic situation in which it finds itself. So making sure that this kind of money that flows into the Greek economy comes in should be a matter of urgent priority. And of course, at the same time, Greece should try and make sure that it gets basic reforms in terms of how its public administration works, in order, and also takes measures in terms of reviving the private sector too.
Now, I don't mean to be difficult, but it really seems as if over the last 30 or 40 years, Greece has been on the edge of crisis on a weekly basis. Do the Greek people themselves really want change?
The Greek economy has not been on the verge of crisis on a weekly basis for the last 30, 40 years. If you take the last 30 or 40 years as a basis of comparison, the Greek economy has prospered quite tremendously over the last 40 years. Greece 40 years ago was in essence a poor country. Today, by all comparative standards and available data, Greece is a middle-income country, but towards the higher edges of what we term as middle-income, despite the fact that it has had quite a catastrophic GDP decline over the last 5 years. So I would not agree at all that Greece has been on the verge of crisis constantly. What it has had is a malfunctioning public sector, which has led to problems occurring from time to time, and since 2010 has found itself in a very, very difficult economic situation indeed.
Well, I thank you for the correction there. And in essence, if I understand what you were saying, is that Greece does have the capacity to be able to get beyond this and actually be able to return to the prosperous period that you were just describing.
It is not going to be easy, and you know, the path towards prosperity is not always very easy to carve out. What I think is that needs to be done is not only in the case of Greece, but more generally with regard to the Eurozone, is to reconsider the economic policy options and choices which are open to policymakers. Now, in my understanding, unfortunately, what has happened over the last 5 years is that the Eurozone as a whole, obviously including Greece, has stuck to a number of macroeconomic policy recipes which simply do not work and which are fundamentally focused on the idea of austerity as the cure to the problem. Now, to me, austerity is the problem rather than the cure. And for as long as this kind of policy prescriptions remain, the kind of political instability that we have faced in countries like Greece will continue being accompanied by underperforming economics too.
Okay. Well, let's take a step back for a moment. And as we mentioned before, the Prime Minister Tsipras is likely to face a no-confidence vote, which could trigger snap elections. Could this political uncertainty complicate the implementation of the bailout agreement, or could it lead to its termination? How do you see this playing out?
This is an interesting question, because it is indeed being discussed as to whether Prime Minister Tsipras will ask for a vote of no confidence in Parliament, which most likely is going to lead to a result that will not allow him to maintain a majority of Parliament behind him, and therefore need to call for snap elections. Now, I'm not quite sure that this is something that would be favored by Greece's international creditors, not least because they would like to see at least some measures being taken prior to any sort of new political developments, so that this new third program will actually start being implemented as soon as possible. I'm not therefore quite certain that the Prime Minister has yet decided on that possibility. Instead, he may decide to start implementing a series of measures first and only then try to force new political developments. In any case, if such a confidence vote is asked by Greek parliamentarians, it is very likely that we will have snap elections. And I think the calculation by the Prime Minister is that even in such a scenario, which, as I said, is not favored by Greece's international creditors, he remains optimistic that Syriza, his party, will emerge as the largest party and therefore continue governing the country.